From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under V, Vittles. Rayburn's work is replete with descriptions of food in the Ozarks. The Ozark Folk Encyclopedia has an entire volume devoted to vittles. It is interesting to see, despite the recent introduction of healthy eating into the Ozarks, the continued influence into our own time of some of the food and preparations he refers to in this piece entitled Hillcroft Vittles. Some writers claim that the women of the back hills are notorious for their bad cooking, but it all depends upon the style of home you visit. The old line Ozarkers have a style of cooking that rivals the best in the land. They have plenty to eat and know how to prepare it. But only a part of the back hill population belongs to this class. Shiftless people everywhere are noted for their bad cooking, and the Ozark region is no exception. In the Big Springs country of the Missouri Ozarks, I discovered a back hill home which appealed to me as a perfect example of rural independence. The family consisted of a plain-spoken middle-aged father, a cultured young mother, and two boys whose eyes sparkled with the joy of living. With this family, I ate a dinner of vittles from the well-flavored earth, cornbread and untreated milk, vegetables cooked in their own juices, dried apple pies fried to a rich golden brown in pure lard, fruits with the sun in them. In these modern days, standardized foods in tin cans or cellophane are gradually replacing homegrown vittles. It is refreshing to find country folks who continue to dry and can fruits and vegetables, make preserves and jellies, butcher their own hogs, and cure the meat. The hill woman is always on the lookout for wild fruit and berries. Wild plums, blackberries, and huckleberries are picked both for market and home canning. Beets, turnips, apples, and potatoes are holed up and covered with hay and boards to prevent freezing in winter. Apples are peeled, sliced, and dried on trays in the sunshine. Pork has been the principal meat in the Ozarks since wild game became scarce. The hogs are seldom corn-fed, but fatten upon the acorn mask of the forest. Sugar-cured ham is a favorite mountain delicacy. The farmer does his own butchering and treats the meat with a preparation made from brown sugar, pepper, and saltpeter. The meat is hung in the smokehouse and smoked with hickory chips. Experts say there is a mystery in the curing of a ham that even scientists do not understand. Sausage is flavored with sage and stuffed into muslin bags. Fish are rolled in meal and floated in hog fat. I'll omit Rayburn's recipe for possum since we heard it only recently, but he says it was served with sweet potatoes and explains how they were cooked. The hill man knows this technique thoroughly. He sweeps the hearth rocks clean and spreads a layer of hot ashes on them. In the ashes he lays the potatoes, not quite touching each other. These are covered with a layer of ashes and topped with a bed of hot coals. Sometimes a cup of water is sprinkled on the ashes just before the coals are spread on. In about 30 minutes, the potatoes are raked out of the ashes and eaten without seasoning or ceremony. Cornbread is the Ozark staff of life. It is baked in various forms, such as corn dodger, hoe cake, johnny cake, crackling bread, mush, scrapple, and plain cornbread. The most simple forms use only 3 ingredients, meal, salt, and boiling water. In the old days, all the cooking was done in the open fireplace. Sometimes a board was heated, spread with dough, and set before the fire at a proper distance and angle to make johnny cake. Ash cakes were baked from cornmeal batter on the hot rocks of the hearth, the paste being spread on cabbage leaves or corn shucks. Cracklin bread is made by putting the meal in a bowl and mixing a small amount of salt and soda with it. A hole is made in the center of the meal, and a handful of meat cracklins is dropped in. A small amount of boiling water is poured over it and allowed to stand. The next step is to add enough sour milk to make a rather thick batter. The hill woman uses her hands to divide the dough into two or three parts. Then she shapes it by passing it from hand to hand and patting it. It is placed on a hot griddle to bake. The golden brown cakes baked from burr mill meal would make an epicure smack his lips. A number of wild plants are used for greens in the back hills, among them watercress, dandelion, plantain, dock, lamb's quarter, and poke salad. The last three may be cooked together, and they make a tasty dish. They are first boiled for half an hour and then fried in grease, which has been prepared by frying slices of fatback rolled in flour. Slices of hard-boiled eggs are added, and the dish is served with green onions and cornbread. In the recipe book of the hill country, it is just one turn from the sublime to the ridiculous. Take the old hillbilly formula for making vinegar. A jar is filled with water and sweetened. Some grains of corn are named after the meanest people in the neighborhood and dropped into the water. It is then sealed and set up to let nature do its peculiar work. That is vinegar with a mean punch.